tucked along the south side of South Central Foundation's complex of modern medical facilities, is the traditional healing garden. Even with traffic whizzing along on nearby Tudor Road, it's a peaceful urban haven. I visited the garden as part of our series on Alaska Native education. Traditional healing clinic manager Buzz Daney showed me around.
It's very calming, and you know, it's kind of nice during the summer. You'll see on some of these islands throughout the parking lot that people will be kind of just sitting on rocks and stuff. And I think that's the best waiting room in the world. You know, I think it's just amazing.
Daney points to a plant called wormwood sage. The leaves are smooth but have jagged edges, similar to a thistle.
Commonly called stinkweed, but it seems to proliferate through Alaska. Chaifluk in my wife's language, and it's a very common medicine. It can be used externally and internally, and in the very least used as a tea when you have a cough, cold, maybe a flu.
Back inside the traditional healing clinic, Daney says the medicine plant garden is meant to educate about the healing properties of wild plants.
We use the garden for educational purposes. We use it to demonstrate just what an abundance of traditional medicines and plants, edible teas, that have been used since time immemorial on behalf of the Alaska Native people. There's a deep, rich knowledge about this that is just waiting to be shared.
Daney says the plants are not prescribed to patients or what he calls customer owners because of concerns over possible unknown interactions with other prescription medicine. But he says learning about the preventative nature of the plants is important.
A lot of the way that you learn about the plant, learn about how it can help you heal, is a part of the healing. That gaining that knowledge on what's going on with you as a person seeking to fix an ailment.
Daney says part of the learning process is discovering that often a weed is not just a weed.
Even dandelions, you know, have a medicinal aspect to them. And of course, the leaves can be eaten like in a salad. And, you know, when I'm on the coastal trail riding my bike, I see people collecting these so-called weeds and things, and I'm sure they have the intention of eating them.
Although there is wide concern in Native communities about the loss of traditional knowledge as culture bears pass on, Daney is optimistic that more is retained than people may realize.
I believe it's still there. The way I've been taught to understand is that even those old growth trees and the earth remembers, and that we have our own genetic memory that plays a part to bring back that little thing, and to keep learning and learning together. I use that phrase, sharing knowledge, a lot. You know, there's something that triggers a memory. Maybe something pops up that maybe was forgotten, or maybe that it was remembered from before I was even born.
He points to solid evidence of retention and sharing of traditional knowledge in Alaska.
We have had some that have documented their work. Della Keats, the first tribal doctor to really share knowledge and what she did, and being very open and encouraging us to train the future generations so it wouldn't be lost. And she's done that quite successfully. We have Minilux Tribal Doctor School in Kotzebue, for example, and that's spreading to Barrow and some other places. So, and that includes, at least in their realm, the plant medicine.
Garden pictures, links to medicinal plant information, and more stories in our Native Education series can be found at our website, aprn.org.